could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down a block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, live without pain, and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very excited to welcome two amazing women to my show. First, we have Dr. Karen Greeley-Rabin, and we also have Farnoosh Gadian. Are you girls there?
Yes, we're here. Hi. Hi, Dr. Iris.
Hello. Hi. Happy to be here.
We're very happy. I'm very happy to have both of you here. And I'd like to begin by introducing Farnoosh to our listeners first. Farnoosh is a registered dietitian and nutritional consultant. She completed her undergraduate degree in biology at the University of Washington and Pahlavi University in Shiraz, Iran. Farnoosh, I hope I'm pronouncing this okay.
Yes, that's
okay. Good. She also received her Master of Public Health and Nutrition from Sorbonne University and a Master's in Nutrition from the University of Paris. So you're quite an international girl. As a research associate at UCLA and UCI, Farnoosh participated in publication of a number of scientific articles. She has completed her graduate dietetic internship at Cal State Long Beach. She has over 15 years of successful experience in providing nutrition counseling to adults and also to children. She has a mission in mind, and that is to empower clients to gain control over their eating habits through nutrition and lifestyle education and coaching. Farnoosh is dedicated to helping those attain and maintain optimum health and fitness by providing individual and personalized diet and exercise plans towards their individual needs. Her purpose is to provide up-to-date, accurate, and science-based information on carbohydrates, fats, proteins, vitamins, minerals, and herbs. And I'm so happy to have you here, Farnoosh. And now I'd like to introduce Karen. Karen Rabin was on our show a number of months ago, and Karen is a psychologist in Orange County, and she specializes in psychotherapy, gerontology, and marriage and family counseling. She helps you live a fulfilling life, live your dreams, and feel good about who you are. Not only is she dedicated to providing the help needed for you to live a life free from anxiety, depression, stress, or anger, she helps you to know yourself better and be free from pain. Through her experience, understanding, and empathy, she's a therapist who provides thoughtful and practical solutions. So I know Karen and Farnoosh, we talked about combining the two of you together in my show because we thought that considering with the background that you both have, we can provide our listeners today with so much wonderful information about nutrition and mental health. So I would like to start, and either of you can answer me on this question. What are some mental health disorders, and what is good mental health to start?
So some of the, this is Dr. Raven talking, some of the mental health issues that we deal with in relation to nutrition would be anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, bipolar disorder. And a lot of the good mental health has to do with that you feel good about yourself, that you have your anxiety under control, that you're not having panic attacks or anxiety attacks, that you feel stabilized, that you feel good, that you have energy, that you don't have fatigue, that you don't have mood swings, that sometimes you're very high and sometimes you're very low. So a lot of times clients don't like to take medication. So I've been doing some work with nutrition and with Farnoosh to help get people stabilized through leading a stabilized lifestyle with health, nutrition, exercise, and good sleep habits.
Okay, now that sounds great. So Farnoosh, can you give us some information on good nutrition and what you recommend for good mental health?
Yes, nutrition affects our brain. So there's some nutrients and some foods that will affect our brain positively. First of all, as Dr. Raven was saying, we want to avoid, you know, highs or lows. So we want to try to eat like throughout the day. Start with a healthy breakfast. A lot of people skip breakfast. Research has shown that people who eat breakfast, they have better memories and better attention. So breakfast is important. And there's some nutrients, say, for example, there's some fats that affect our brain. The research has shown that a diet high in omega-3 fat, which we can find in fish, for example, affects the brain, affects the memory. It's linked, high omega-3 diet is linked to lower risk of diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia. And also there's some fat, like fats in nuts, avocado, that will affect the brain positively.
One of the really important things here is that in keeping us stabilized, we've got to really think about the glycemic index. So it's very important that we don't eat too many carbs, or that we don't eat refined sugar, or that, because you want to keep your sugar level stabilized. When you take in refined sugar or not good carbs, which Farnoosh will talk about in a few seconds, then our blood sugar goes sky high. When our blood sugar goes sky high, it has to go somewhere after that, and it falls. So it goes, we get like a high, and then we get a low. With bipolar disorder, sugar and carbs is very important to keep at a minimum. And like Farnoosh said, eating in a structured environment, eat breakfast, have a snack, eat lunch, have a snack, have dinner, have a snack, and Farnoosh will talk more about that, will keep that glycemic index stabilized so that you don't have your highs and lows.
And Karen, yes, I love that. Yes. But what I would like to suggest, if it's okay with you, the both of you, is you mentioned breakfast. And I know people mention to me that it's very difficult for them to choose the right foods for breakfast because people, and you know this, people have a tendency to eat the cereals for breakfast, those sugary cereals. So Farnoosh, can you give our listeners some options as far as you're talking about omega-3s, you're talking about the good fats? Can you give us some options that people can eat for breakfast?
Sure. First of all, it's good to get some carbohydrates during the day and starting with breakfast, but we have to use because we have bad carbohydrates and good carbohydrates. Bad carbohydrates are like simple sugar, as you said, sugary cereals. But whole grain, high fiber cereals like oatmeal are really healthy for breakfast. And, you know, if you put some, say, walnut in your breakfast, that will give you the good fat in your oatmeal, will give you good fat and also some protein, which your body needs. And you can add some whole fruits, and it will add some other nutrients which are really good for you, like blueberries. Blueberries are superfood, and it's been shown that blueberries are will prevent the damage to brain cells by free radicals. So like a bowl of oatmeal with some fruits and some nuts is a perfect balanced breakfast. Or we can have eggs sometimes. Eggs, of course, has cholesterol, but even if you have high cholesterol, you could have eggs three days a week. Egg is a complete food, and it has some good fat in the yolk, which is very important for the health. So, you know, egg could be good breakfast. Dairy like yogurt or some milk or almond milk. So to sum it up, you know, some good carbohydrates, some fruit, dairy, and eggs, for example, are really good choices for breakfast.
And I know a lot of people do talk about that, oh, they're so much in a rush in the morning that they can't, or they're not that hungry, and it's important to eat within the first hour. But what's a steeled oat? You can make them the night before. It says the directions on the box. And put them in your refrigerator already made so that in the morning you don't have to go through the preparation process.
That's great.
Yeah, you do everything so you're not too, because we're talking about keeping your anxiety level low. I don't want people to be so anxious in the morning because they're trying to get all that food made. So make it the night before. Take a very little bit of caffeine, maybe one cup of coffee in the morning to get you started, and that'll all help reduce your anxiety and reduce your stress.
Wow.
And one thing I really want to emphasize that will take away a lot of anxiety is planning. Planning is really important. And, you know, we can plan, especially with a busy schedule. If we plan, then we save money, we save time. And say, for example, you know, there are other options. Like if you're in rush for breakfast, you could have a piece of whole grain toast with peanut butter with a glass of milk. That's a very healthy breakfast. Or as Karen said, you could prepare your oatmeal the night before.
Sure.
But planning is really the key.
That sounds wonderful. Well, I know we have to take a very brief break right now, and we are going to be back in just under a minute with Karen and Farnoosh with lots more great information. Glad you're able to be with us today. We are taking a short break. If you would like to ask our guest a question during the next segment of our show, please contact innerlightradio@yahoo.com or call 310-928-7733. As a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 27 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center, my staff and I are compassionate health experts. Through our integrative approach, we create miraculous breakthroughs in your physical and emotional health using cutting-edge technologies along with our inspirational and healing touch. We customize wellness packages to optimize your quality of life so that you can live your best life without pain. You are welcome to contact Dr. Iris by going to her website, www.driris.com. Looking forward to sharing this powerful second part of our show today. I'd like to welcome everybody back to our second part of our radio show today. We are here, this is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and we are here today with Farnoosh, a registered dietitian, and Karen, who is a psychologist. And we have been talking about foods that are healthy for our mental health. And we talked about specific foods for breakfast. And Farnoosh was just talking about how planning is so important for us and for our health. And I wanted to know if people wanted to reach you Farnoosh and you Karen. Are there any type of workshops or any events that are happening in your world that you might want to share with our listeners so they could find more information out about the both of you?
Well, I have a website that they can go to, which would be KarenRabenPhD.com, and I have a blog on there, or they can call me. Currently, right now, I'm not doing any classes, but they can always come in, and we can always talk, and I take most insurances, and we will be doing some classes later on, and I'll keep all that posted on my website.
Okay, so it's Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Raben, R-A-B, like in boy, I-N, PhD.com. And Farnoosh?
Yes, I have a website which is under construction, SierraNutrition.com. I have two offices in South and North Orange County. And I have an email. My email is fcgedanian@gmail.com. It's F as Frank, cgedanian@gmail.com. And my phone number is 949-533-3557. You can reach me at that number or email me. And also I do have some nutritional classes, some diabetes. That's one of my specialties, diabetes or weight management. And I have individual nutrition counseling, but I also have some classes throughout maybe 3 or 4 times a year. And you can get all the information by calling me or emailing me.
And that's wonderful. And you also mentioned something about cooking classes that you offer.
Yes, I have these classes, which are classes/support groups for weight maintenance, and we do have some cooking demonstrations and recipes. And
That sounds great. Okay, so I know that we're all getting older, we're not getting younger, and we all have a tendency, well, many of us, I should speak for myself, to have a problem with memory. And we notice that as I'm getting older, my memory isn't what it used to be. So I would love for you to share some nutrition tips on how to increase good memory, my brain power, and how maybe I could focus, how our listeners can focus better.
Yes, as you know, as I talked about the omega-3, you know, good fat, which is the source of good fats are fish or flaxseed is also a good source of omega-3 fat. And also nuts, walnuts are great sources, almonds, and fats like avocado. Avocado has monounsaturated fat, which also helps the flow of the blood flow into the brain, which will improve the memory, and foods such as like grapes, blueberries, they also can help. And there are also some spices that has been proven to help with the memory, such as turmeric. Turmeric has been used in research for Alzheimer's, and it's been proven. Shown by research, you know, many times that people who they have given some supplements, some turmeric supplements to Alzheimer's patients, and they have seen improvement in their memories. And turmeric is something that you can add to many foods. You can add to stews. I sometimes add them to my scrambled eggs, and they're really. It's one of the healthiest spices, and also cinnamon. Cinnamon is stabilizes, helps the blood sugar, and you can add cinnamon, of course, to your oatmeal, your baked goods, and you know, all over if you eat a healthy, balanced diet.
Yeah, since you mentioned brain power, I just want to mention from a psychological point of view that when a person is depressed, we go into what we call a pseudo-dementia. So you don't really have a brain loss, neurological brain loss. It's because of the chemicals aren't being processed properly in your brain. So one of the things that will alleviate that if you're depressed is to take in at least 60 grams of protein across the day, and, of course, the omega-3. So as you have these building blocks for these chemicals in your brain and you alleviate your depression, your dementia will go away. Your short-term memory will be improved.
Karen, I think that's great, but can you clarify how much is 60 grams of protein in a day? What would that be? What would that consist of?
Okay, for example, if you have like a 3 ounce, like any kind of meat, it's usually about 30 grams of protein. And then if you have like an egg in the morning, that's about 6-7 grams of protein. And if you have like say half a cup of beans, that will be another like 7 grams of protein. And if you have like a sandwich with some, say, turkey meat, which is also good for you, which is about 2 ounces, that will provide you with enough protein. And, of course, there's some, you know, the best sources of protein, of course, are meat and eggs and fish. But we also have some proteins in some grains and even some vegetables. For example, mushrooms have some protein. Some grains, which is, you know, been recently very popular, like quinoa, that has some, it has some good carbohydrates that also has some protein. So if you try to have some protein at each meal and then have some fats, which will be like in the morning, as you said, eggs or nuts or dairy, and for lunch, say, for example, turkey or fish, or some beans, and for dinner, which you don't need, you know, like about 3-4 ounces of any kind of, like, healthy meat or fish, that will provide us with enough protein. And as I said, there are some, there are minimum amounts of proteins also in our, that are in, we can find in some grains, even wheat, some bread has a little bit of protein. So it's not very difficult to get all the protein that we need. If we stick to a well-balanced diet, have protein, have your protein like meat or chicken or fish and dairy, and also some fruits and vegetables.
Can we run into problems if one is a vegetarian, Farnoosh?
Well, you know, if you're a vegetarian, you have to make sure that you do get your protein. It takes a little bit more planning. But there are a lot of plant-based, and actually it's a very good idea that everybody, that they include some plant-based protein in their diet. And like beans, all the like garbanzo beans, all kinds of beans are good sources of protein. Nuts are good sources of vegetable protein. Or as I said, quinoa has some protein. Or like if you're a vegetarian, you know, if you eat dairy and eggs, they're, of course, excellent sources of protein. Mm-hmm. If you're vegan, that means that you don't eat any animal product. That's a little bit more challenging, but still you can get enough protein from beans, tofu, nuts, and some grains like quinoa can provide you with enough protein.
I remember reading, Farnoosh, that quinoa is a complete protein. Is that correct?
Yes, because it has the carbohydrates and the amino acids, which a combination will provide you with complete protein. Because we have to have all kinds necessary specific kinds of combination of protein amino acids, which will make complete protein. For example, rice and beans also will provide you complete protein.
I see.
So you can get, you know, your protein from plant-based diet.
I would like to just interrupt the two of you because we do have a question from someone who sent in a message from on Facebook. And the question is, what do you, the guests, think about superfood powders? Can you address that?
Superfood powders?
Protein
drinks.
like protein drinks? Yes.
That's what I'm assuming it they're meaning, correct. Superfood powders.
Well, superfood, that might be a brand, but there are protein powders which are perfectly okay. You can use them even, you know, if you are very, you have a busy schedule or you're very active, you could use the protein powder as supplement or even as a meal replacement. And those are, those are perfectly fine. But you just have to be careful to read the label so that it doesn't have a lot of sugar, because some of these shakes or protein powders do have quite amounts of sugar, even like some vitamin waters. No.
Yes, I have seen that. Well, I know this sounds awful, but we have to close the show. I cannot believe how quickly this has gone, and I think we need to have both of you back because we have so many more questions and some wonderful things that I think we need to discuss in further detail. I am so happy to have you both here. It's been quite a treat today to have you, Karen, and you, Farnoosh, with us today. You can reach Karen by going to her website, KarenRabinPhD.com. You can reach Farnoosh by going to her website, SierraNutrition.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights and inspiration from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, September 24th, with Dr. Erwin Rosenfeld, psychiatrist, and his topic is, what is TMS? So I guess you have to wait to find out what TMS is for 2 weeks from now. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. My email is dr.iris@earthlink.net. My website, www.driris.com. And I'm going to leave you all with an inspirational quote. If you only do what you know you can do, you never do very much. This is from Tom Krause. Everybody have a beautiful and healthful day. Thank you for being here.
I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.